We'd like to take the opportunity to welcome you to our midweek broadcast. This is our midweek Bible study. I want to thank you for listening in to the broadcast today. We appreciate that. We're encouraged by it. We're encouraged by the response that we're receiving to these broadcasts and the messages as they go out. Do please pray for the broadcasts. We need your prayers. We'd appreciate them. And do please share these broadcasts, these messages, with as many other people as possible. Just to remind you that our presbytery has organised another online day of prayer. That's this coming Saturday the 30th of January. There'll be two sessions again, one in the morning at 10 o'clock, and then the other in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. In the will of the Lord, when we receive the details, the links, we will put those up on our Facebook page. We encourage you to take the time to look at them. Remember that you do need to register if you intend to join one of those sessions of prayer. And we encourage as many people as possible to be involved in those two special seasons of prayer this coming Saturday. We're going to read together in the scriptures. We encourage you to take the word of God and follow the reading. We're in the Old Testament scriptures. It's the book of Deuteronomy. We're beginning to read in the verse 24 of the chapter 33. So Deuteronomy chapter 33, beginning to read at the 24th verse. This is Moses pronouncing his final blessings upon the tribes of Israel. So we're in verse 24, chapter 33. The scriptures tell us, "And the Asher said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord? The shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places." And we know the Lord will add his blessing today to this, the public reading of his word. We're going to take just a few moments to pray. We want to ask the Lord for his help, his guidance. The scriptures tell us that we have not because we ask not. So we do need to take the time just to ask the Lord for his blessing upon the preaching of his word today. Father, we do seek thee in prayer. We're glad that we can come aside into your presence. Thank you for the throne of grace. Thank you, Father, we can pray about everything. You've told us in your word that we're to cast all our care upon thee, for thou doth care for us. Thank you for the assurance of grace to help in time of need. Grant us, Father, that grace even now, especially for the ministering of your word. We pray for utterance. We ask, Father, take from our minds, our hearts, everything that would be distracting just at this time. Help us to focus upon thy word. And we pray, Father, for the power of God to come down upon us. We do thank you for using the messages that have gone out already in previous weeks. Pray you'll continue to use them. And we ask you to bless this message. Thank you for prayer answered for some of our congregation. And Lord, keep your hand upon those that are unwell. And we pray for your blessing upon this entire congregation, even at this time. Answer these, our prayers and our cries. We offer them to thee now in Jesus' name. Amen. You'll find the words of our text in the 25th verse, just of the passage that we read from a few minutes ago. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Speaking about Asher, Moses said, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass." And it's this part of the verse especially. "And as thy days, so shall thy strength be." At these midweek Bible studies in recent weeks, we've been thinking of the theme of how to cope. We thought, first of all, of coping with the cares of life. Last week, we considered for a little while the theme of coping with sickness. We commend those messages to you. Remember, you can look back on our Facebook page, follow the timeline, and you'll be able to see those messages or hear the messages, see the broadcasts. So we encourage you to do that. We're going to think today of the theme of coping with weakness. It's true to say that there are some feelings in life that people don't like to admit to. And one of those is the feeling of weakness, or the emotion of weakness. We live in a world where everyone has to portray themselves as being strong. In a society where everything today is about image, people go out of their way to give the impression, "I'm not getting old, I'm not getting tired, I'm not getting sick, I'm not getting out of my depth. I'm on top of life, I'm on top of my circumstances." Most people want to give that impression, even if often that is far from being the case. I want to stress to you men and women, people do feel weak at times. It's not wrong to admit that. Maybe that's how you feel today. You're weak physically or weak emotionally. Maybe you feel weak in your ability. You're weak financially, perhaps even weak spiritually. Weakness is a common experience in life, caused by many things, of course. Weakness can be caused by sickness, caused by grief, caused by exhaustion. It can be caused by crisis, such as the days through which we are passing. It can also be caused by the pressures of life that rest upon you, or some shock, some unexpected shocking news or events that cross your path. So weakness is caused by many things. So it's clear, men and women, very clear to us, that people do get weak. Even the people of God experience this feeling and experience this emotion. But I want you to see that this text is a great comfort. This text is a great encouragement to all of us, especially to the Lord's people in times of weakness. Think of the words again. "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." What the Lord is teaching us here is how to cope with weakness. Here is a promise, men and women, of strength for the way. And I want us to consider this promise just for a little time together just now. Think, first of all, we're taught here about personal strength. It says, "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." Think of the word "thy." "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." Isn't it humbling to consider that the God who made you, that the one who is holy, the one who is almighty, the one who is the creator of all things, that he speaks personally and he speaks individually to his people? Just take that in for a moment. Think of the first book of Kings. We're told there that the word of the Lord came unto Elijah saying. So the Lord spoke personally to Elijah. And I want you to grasp that today. God does speak personally. God does speak individually. And it depends on who you are. It depends on where you're living. It depends on the circumstances that you're facing. But God will speak personally to you in every situation of life. So here is a message, brethren and sisters. Here's a promise that you can take to your heart today. The Lord assures you, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. You don't need the same strength as others. You don't need the same strength as your husband or your wife or your parents or other members of the congregation. You don't need the same strength as others, but whatever your situation, whatever your need today, the Lord can and the Lord will supply your need, and they will supply the strength for you that you require. So the Lord provides the strength that you need yourself for whatever demands are being made upon you just at this time. You ask, how will the Lord strengthen me? Well, he'll do it by holding you up. He'll do it by supporting you himself, by his power and by his might. If you look there at the middle of verse 27, you have those tremendous words. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Let me remind you, God doesn't have arms or any bodily parts. God is pure spirit. But the Bible does attribute bodily parts to God. You ask today, why does the Bible do that? Well, for a very good reason. It's to help you in your understanding of what God does, how God can help you. So in your weakness today, brethren and sisters, realize this, that underneath are the everlasting arms of God. Arms that never grow weary. Arms that never grow tired. So what an encouragement this is for you today. Whenever you're weak, whenever you're tired, whenever you're weary, whenever you think you can't go on, whenever you feel you're going to fall, remember you have an unfailing support. You have an everlasting strength because he is holding you up by his omnipotent power. So it's a personal strength. It's also a proportionate strength. The text says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. The reality is, we can all testify to it, not every day or every period of life is the same. There are good days and bad days. There are times of grief and times of sickness. There are periods of youth and then periods of old age, and each has its unique challenges. There are periods of education, periods of life when you develop a career, periods of parenthood. There are days of temptation, days of trouble. So the reality is, not every day or every period of life is the same. Some periods bring new demands. Some stages of life, some days bring greater demands upon us than others. But what the Lord assures you of here is strength to meet, strength to match. Whatever sort of days, whatever sort of circumstances you might be facing or you might be passing through. So what that means is, the more demands that are placed upon you, in proportion to the challenge, in proportion to the requirement of every day, then the more strength the Lord will give, the more strength the Lord will provide. The hymn writer penned it well when he said, he giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labours increase. So I want you to see that. His provision increases in proportion to the demand. So what a comfort, what an encouragement, brethren and sisters, that is. If you need more strength today than you did yesterday, if more is expected of you today than yesterday or last week, then be assured of this great truth. There will be more strength for you. The Lord will provide more strength for you today. And remember that he'll not give the strength in advance. He'll only give it at the moment that it's needed. The book of Hebrews says, grace to help. When is that? When is the grace given? Well, it's given in time of need. So the Lord doesn't give the grace in advance. He doesn't give the strength in advance. He only gives it to you at the moment that you require it. You might be afraid, you might be anxious today, but when the time of need actually arrives, brethren and sisters, he will give you the grace and the strength that you require. So it's personal strength, proportionate strength. I want you to see as well, as you think of coping with weakness,
strength for the way. It's also perpetual strength. The text refers to days in the plural. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. So the idea is not just today, not just one day. The Lord's assuring you of this strength every day. And I want you to grasp that, brethren and sisters. This promise in Deuteronomy 33, verse 25, has a lifetime guarantee attached to it. It is perpetual. That means that the Lord keeps on fulfilling the promise right until the end of your days, right until the end of your life. As long as you live, I want you to take that in today. As long as you live, the Lord will give you the strength that is required for every day and for every trial. And in actual fact, the idea is you will run out of days before you will run out of strength, before you will run out of His strength. You think of the Psalm 23, that final verse. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What a tremendous statement that is. What a blessing. Not some of the days, not most of the days, not just through the good days. It says that His goodness and His mercy will follow us every day, all the days of our lives. So contemplate this, brethren and sisters. It's a truth today to give you peace in the storm. As long as you live, the Lord will give you strength. And whenever you reach your last day, that day when you will need most strength, whenever you come to face death and the grave and eternity, whenever you reach your last day, He will give you the strength and the grace that is required for that day and for that journey as well. There's one other thing I'd like you to see about this strength that is promised, or strength for the way. It's a provided strength. Let me remind you, let me stress that this strength of which we're speaking is something that you don't have yourself. Something that you don't possess naturally. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how young, how strong, or how healthy you may be. You think of this. Why would the Lord promise this strength to us if you already had it? If you already possessed it? So this is something that only the Lord can give. It's something that only the Lord can provide and supply. And He's promised it, brethren and sisters. He promises it to us here in this great verse of Scripture that is before us. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. He's going to give you. He's going to bless you with. He's going to provide for you the strength that you require. And that's taught in other places in the Word of God as well. Think of Paul writing to the Philippian believers. He said, I can do all things. What a prospect that is. He's saying, I can handle any situation in life. How can you do that, Paul? Well, there's only one way, and that's through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He provides the strength that's required. And just as He's the only one who can save you, so too He is the only one who can strengthen you. And what that means, men and women, is you need to keep your eyes on the Lord. You need to be in fellowship. You need to be in communion with Christ. Remember the words of Isaiah the prophet in that great 40th chapter. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. So again we see, the Lord is the one who gives the strength. He's the one that provides the power to those who are faint and those who are weary. How does that happen, brethren and sisters? Who can have that experience of having strength provided for every trial? Well, the answer is given by Isaiah the prophet, again in that great 40th chapter, because he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So strength is provided to those who pray, to those who wait upon God, to those who seek the face of the Lord in prayer. It's interesting, the marginal reading of those words in Isaiah 40, the marginal reading for renew their strength, it is change. What that means is, as you wait upon the Lord in prayer,
that he will change your weakness into his strength. So brothers and sisters, that's what will happen for you in your life as well, if you take the time to pray and to wait upon the Lord. You think of the question, why are there so many weak Christians? Well, there's a simple answer to that. It's because so many of the Lord's people don't pray as they should. Can I ask you, do you need strength today? Do you need strength for the path ahead? Are you like Gideon and his 300 men? The Bible says of them that they were faint, yet pursuing. Is that how you feel today? That you're weak, you're faint, you're still trying to carry on with your work and your responsibilities, but you feel your weakness? Well, if you do, then this is what you need to do, my friend. You need to pray. Yes, you need to take time to ask the Lord for the strength that you need. Remember, the promises are to be pleaded before the throne of grace in prayer. And I want to encourage you today to plead this great promise that we're considering. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. So here's something, men and women, of how to cope with weakness. The Lord promises us strength for the way. Strength for the path along which he leads us. I want to say this just in closing. Contrary to what the world thinks, what the world teaches, contrary to human wisdom, human reasoning, the reality is that weakness is the real way to strength. I want you to understand that. The way to real strength, brethren and sisters, is through weakness. Most Christians are not too weak to be blessed. Most Christians are too strong to be blessed. And that's why the Lord has to step in to your life and to your circumstances and to weaken you. You think of Paul's words to the Corinthians. He said, when I am weak, then am I strong. So I want you to see, it's only when you're weak and it's only when you feel that weakness, it's then and only then that you will turn to the Lord and cast yourself upon him for the help and the strength that you require. So strength for the way, brethren and sisters, coping with weakness. Think of this promise again as I finish. Claim it today by faith. Plead it before the Lord at the throne of grace. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. May the Lord make his word a blessing to every heart. Let's just have a brief word of prayer as we close. Thank you, Father, for our study of thy word. We thank you for this book. We praise thee, Father, for the freshness of it. We remember the fresh manna that you had for Israel in the wilderness during those 40 years. And Father, we thank you that every day that we come to the book of God, that there's fresh food for our souls. Bless this word. We pray, Father, that you'll use it. We pray, Father, that even though the word has been brought in weakness, with stammering words and lips, we pray that your hand of blessing will rest upon it in a very clear way. We ask thee, Father, to use it to strengthen the hands of your people in these days and make it an encouragement to every heart. And Lord, continue with us through this week. We confess that we need your help. We do need your power. Fill us today with thy spirit. Do uphold us, Father, even as we have considered here today, with the right hand of your righteousness. And help us, Father, in these dark and difficult days to be a light for God. We pray that you'll help us to let our light shine before men, that they might see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So hear our prayers and our cries. And Lord, we ask that the blessing now of the triune God, the blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will be our abiding portion, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.